Welcome to the Investec India podcast with me, Swapna Bhandarkar. We have recently hosted the 5th annual insurance conference on March 22nd and 23rd. Over the 2 days, we focused on the general insurance and the life insurance segments in India. Various corporates and experts spoke at this virtual event. To give us few takeaways from the conference, we have with us Nidhesh Jain, India's leading insurance analyst. Welcome Nidhesh to our show once again.
Thanks, Swapna. It was our 5th annual insurance conference. This is the first time when we hosted this event on a virtual mode, and the participation both from the speakers as well as from the clients and investors has been very strong. There were corporates like ICICI Lombard and ICICI Prudential Life, Max Financial Services and Max Life, Renewbuy, Policy Bazaar, Star Health, MediAssist. These were the corporates who have participated. We also had a very healthy mix of experts like Willis Tower Watson. We had a professor from BIM Tech, Mr. Manoj Kumar Pandey, who discussed the LIC IPO. So it was a very interactive session between investors and experts/corporates during these 2 days. And we were quite happy that we see very huge participation this time.
You know, I wanted to know the various general insurance players in your conference. What are the highlights in the general insurance space?
Yeah, so first day of discussion was completely on general insurance sector. There were people from corporates, there were speakers from distributors, there were the speakers from the companies like TPAs. So the key thing which has come out from all these discussions is that scale and vintage are two very important aspects of a general insurance company. It helps companies in multiple ways. First is it helps them to gain better insights through better quality of data that they assimilate over years. It improves their ability to negotiate with suppliers, namely hospital and garages for general insurance companies. It also improves their ability to price products appropriately because they have much better information based on their scale and vintage. And they, because of that information also, they can build better quality of reserves, which provide the balance sheet strength to these companies. And this scale and vintage point is quite relevant across all ecosystem in general insurance sector, whether it is motor insurance, whether it is health insurance, or whether it is third-party administrator. So that was the key point, that for a success in general insurance sector, scale and vintage are two very important aspects that one should evaluate.
In the second day, we focused on the life insurance. And generally, I think, can you let me know what are the key takeaways in the life insurance sector?
Yeah, Swapna. So in the life insurance space, there are two big events that were the center of all the five discussions that we had during that day. First point was listing of LIC. And second point is reinsurance rate hikes that the sector has seen. The conclusion on the listing of LIC is that it should not have a material impact on the private sector companies, as it is difficult for LIC, which is an elephant in the life insurance space, to change the way it is doing current business, which the business that it has been doing for last many decades. It will be very difficult for LIC to change the way it has been doing that business. It remains a dominant player, and it will continue to remain a dominant largest life insurance company in India based on of sheer size of its agency channel. But speakers in our conference believe that it will be unlikely for LIC to impact the prospects of private sector companies over medium term. On the reinsurance rate hike, the key reason for reinsurance rate hike that we discussed during the conference is fast growth that the industry has seen in last 3 years, because of which the customer segment of life insurance industry for a protection product, which was originally an affluent customer living in tier one cities, has over a period of time moved to customer who is living in tier two, tier three city and is not that affluent. And naturally, the mortality experience in these two customers segment cannot be same. Till FY20, reinsurers were offering reinsurance pricing based on a customer who is living in tier one city and is an affluent customer. And since the sector has grown at such a fast pace over last 3 years, they have not changed that pricing over last 3 years. So there was a natural progression in the industry which was supposed to happen, where reinsurers were supposed to increase the rates, and that rate hike has happened in FY21. Some of bit of rate hike may happen in FY22 also. However, what has also happened is that at the same time, reinsurers, since they have experienced such high losses in their portfolio because of worsening mortality experience, they've also tightened the underwriting norms for all these life insurance companies. So just to give you an example, if earlier a company is sending only 30% of the customers for a medical test, now that those companies are required to send almost 70% of their customers for a medical test before purchasing a protection policy. And because of this, in addition to a COVID year where customers are not very comfortable going for a medical test, there was a slowdown in the way protection policies are sold by these companies. So that is expected to remain the same case for some time, given that reinsurers are seeing higher mortality losses in their portfolio across the world. They remain quite conservative. There is still uncertainty about long-term impact of COVID on the mortality of different countries. So that is likely to remain the case, that reinsurers will remain conservative over short term, and that will impact the protection growth in the short term. However, from a longer term perspective, protection demand remains strong. We have been able to penetrate just 15% of the eligible population till now. Active number of protection policies is somewhere around 10 million, while the population who is eligible for a protection policy, an individual who is earning 3.5 lakh rupees per annum, is around 60 million. So there is still significant scope of growth going forward, but in the shorter term, protection is likely to remain a weak growth driver.
And I remember post this, well, I was listening, there were discussions on the requirements for better disclosures in life insurance space during the conference. Can you tell us a little bit more on that?
So life insurance is a complex sector, Swapna. Actuaries and companies have tried to make it simple with embedded value disclosure. But the embedded value doesn't capture the complete the way that the disclosure should happen and give the complete information to the investor. Embedded value, just to think about embedded value, it is nothing but a present value of the expected future profit that the company is expected to generate. Today, we are getting that information about embedded value and other components of embedded value. But what we are not getting is that whether the cash flows that the management has expected to deliver in their embedded value assumptions, whether those cash flows are actually translating in real world or not. So that is one big disclosure which should happen. There is also a requirement of disclosure to better understand capital consumption by a life insurance company and risk which are there in the business, whether the current embedded value encapsulate those risks adequately or not. So there are requirement of disclosure around these three sides. Firstly, on the cash flow translating into actual cash flows or not. Second is capital consumption of life insurance companies, and third is the risk adequacy in the current embedded value assumptions or not. So these are the three disclosures. If they are made, it will make embedded value disclosures more appropriate and useful for investors.
Quite deep insights into the general, into the life insurance, and I think you have more in your research report. So, listeners, I would ask you all to look at the research report for further deeper insights. Thank you, Ritesh, for joining us today in our podcast. We'll see you soon on our next session.
Thank you, Sapna. Thank you for hosting me.